Is it on? It's not on. I'll hold it up anyway. Okay, today we're celebrating kind of a fun day. Can someone tell me what it is? Oh, lots of people, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, that is exactly right. And what do you think of when you think of St. Patrick's Day? Yep. Leprechauns? Yeah. The color green. Huh? Oh, pinching people. Yes, yes. Yes. And you know what? You're not wearing green. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you the story of St. Patrick. We actually celebrate St. Patrick because we want to honor a very special person. Guess who that might be? Guess why we celebrate. What? Yes, St. Patrick himself. Trick question. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story about him. First of all, this may surprise you, St. Patrick was not Irish. No, he wasn't. He was from what we now know as Great Britain. Okay, so that's a surpriser. And Patrick was living in Great Britain with his family, and this was a long time ago, a long, long time ago, when like the Romans were in power. And one day, some wild pagan people came and kidnapped a whole bunch of young people from Great Britain, kidnapped them, put them in chains, and sailed away with them. And they took Patrick to a wild, savage country called Ireland. Well, we now call it Ireland. And he was there, and it was a place where they did not know God. There were no churches. There were no Christian people. They worshiped lots of gods, and they worshiped plants and animals and nature. And they just brought all these young people over as slaves. Well, Patrick was sold to a wealthy chieftain, and he was given the job of raising sheep. And I could not find a sheep because Audrey's dog ate it. And so this is like a fuzzy sheep, kind of. Okay. So his job was to take care of the sheep. And he was very lonely and he was very sad. He was far away from his family and it was very hard. And he missed people back home. And back home, his grandfather had been a priest and his father was a cleric in the church. But St. Patrick says, you know, I didn't care about God when I was young. When I was a teenager, I didn't know God. But when he was kidnapped and brought to that foreign place and life was so hard, he started to cry out to God. And he said, I prayed day and night, hundreds of prayers I prayed. I would wake up in the middle of the night, I would pray. I would get up before it was light and pray. And one night he was sleeping and he had a dream. And a voice said, go and find a ship that's going to take you back home. So that was good news. So he had to walk hundreds of miles to find the coast, to find the ship, and he was able to sail back home after 6 years as a slave in Ireland. And boy, was everyone glad to see him, and they were so happy. And he sort of went back to life as normal, but then he had another dream. And in his dream, he saw all these faces of the people back in Ireland, and they were saying to him, please come back to us. Please come back to us. And so he did. He said, God gave me such a love for those people. Now, if someone captured you and kidnapped you and made you work as a slave and you were able to escape, would you want to go back? Wow. But Patrick did. And so he went back to Ireland, and he was a simple man, and he wasn't that well educated, and he didn't even speak that well. And so he started telling people about Jesus just with what he saw around him. And you know what he saw around him? What do you think he could use as something to talk about to bring up God that you might see a lot of in Ireland? What? Shamrocks, you are exactly right. Shamrocks growing everywhere, and that's why Ireland is so green, because it's just a lovely, green, verdant place. So he saw these shamrocks. Go ahead and pick one stem. You can pick one stem from my shamrock plant. Go ahead, just rip it out of there. Go ahead, rip one out. Yeah. 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 Yep. Okay. Now you're looking at this. Go ahead and pick the whole stem. Mm-hmm. And he would say to them, go ahead and look at it. Rip one out. He would look at it and he would say, do you see one leaf or three? Because what does a shamrock have? We call it a three-leaf clover, don't we? Do you see one or three? And he said, and so it is, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So Patrick stayed his whole life in that place and told so many people about Jesus and the good news. Until now, Ireland is a Christian country. And so we can spread that good news. We can tell people the good news about Jesus, and we can use simple things around us. And I'm going to end by just reading this fabulous verse from Romans. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. So I'm looking at all these feet out here. Are they beautiful feet? Go and tell your friends the good news that Jesus loves them.